Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to EV News. China. Today, XPeng cuts prices, Goshen completes solid-state line, and NIO 7-year financing. Plus, stay tuned. Later in the show, I'll tell you why GM unveiled an all-new Buick Electra Incusa, but only for China. Welcome to EV News China, the podcast all about the world's biggest EV market. Every day I bring you the latest headlines, insights and analysis from the heart of China's booming EV industry and try and decode how fast-moving developments in the East shape the global landscape. XPeng has launched the all-new pure electric MPV, the XPeng X9, starting price of 310,000 yuan. That's $45,000. That undercuts the previous model by 14%, though, and we didn't know it was coming. It was a surprise, and so that's about $7,000 less than the outgoing one. The timing is obviously deliberate. February sales fell nearly 50% year-on-year to 15,000 units. XPeng partly blamed the Chinese New Year holiday. It published the delivery figure one day before they unveiled the new X9 launch. The new BEV price matches the extended range version, which was released last year. In other words, you no longer pay a premium to avoid the petrol pump. The new X9 BEV sits on their 800-volt architecture in five trims, and each with 5C ultra-fast battery charging. XPeng claims a maximum range of 466 miles. That's 750 kilometers on the China cycle. They call it the world's longest range, pure electric seven-seater with 5C charging. It's a very specific claim. But look, this is a very premium vehicle. Once again, we see those captain's chairs in the second row that, frankly, if I was on a long-haul flight in first class, I'd be very happy with those seats. It does look very nice. The pictures they released had a light-coloured interior with its two-spoke steering wheel and giant landscape screen in the middle with its dual wireless phone chargers and a couple of big cup holders just below that. This does look a very much a premium vehicle. It also pushes compute. Every variant has XPeng's in-house Turing AI chip, 2,250 tops. The entry-level model uses one chip and the top-spec car uses three. XPeng took the same chip approach on its other updated models recently. He Xiaopeng expects international sales to double this year. XPeng targets 1 million overseas vehicles by 2030 and forecasts overseas operations will be 70% of group profits by then. That is a very good-looking people carrier. Big sunroofs as well. Looks like a big sunshade that'll come across. And haven't got the specs on the second row. But again, it looks like those very comfortable second row seats that have probably got massage, probably ventilated. And, you know, with the footrests coming up and everything. Very, very nice. All right, let's talk a little bit about Goshen High Tech. They are 25% owned by Volkswagen. They've now finished the work on their first 2 gigawatt-hour solid-state battery mass production line, and the move shifts its program from pilot scale validation to full industrial planning. The announcement centers on Goshen's Jinxi battery. It uses a sulfide-based solid electrolyte. This is all solid state, by the way, not semi-solid state, and it reaches a cell-level energy density of 350 watt-hours per kilogram. Goshen says that's about 40% more than mainstream lithium-ion cells and claims that an average battery pack, because it's a pure solid state, would be 621 miles, that's 1,000 kilometres, and works just as happily as at minus 40 degrees Celsius as 80 degrees Celsius. That's minus 40 Fahrenheit to 176 Fahrenheit.
The existing pilot line had a 90% yield rate, and it runs entirely on domestically sourced core equipment, uses in-house developed architecture. In safety tests, it survives up to 200 degrees, and a 3mm steel needle penetration test didn't ignite, didn't explode. Solid state's very safe. They're going to spend up to 4 billion yuan, that's 500 million US dollars, on the 2 gigawatt hour facility. And where will we find these solid state batteries? Volkswagen and Audi brand vehicles. Small to begin with, you know, small batch integration. By the end of this year, they say, full-scale mass production by 2030. But all solid state seems very real, doesn't it? NIO has extended its 7-year low-interest financing plan through to the end of this month for 4 main brand models, ET5, ET5 Touring, ES6 and EC6. NIO launched the offer at the beginning of February for 1 month, but has now extended it. It's an annualized interest rate effective of 0.49%. And if you use NIO's battery as a service, you can get a down payment of about $5,000. The move lands as Chinese EV makers face mounting sales pressure in Q1 after the scaling back of national car purchase incentives at the end of last year. Ultra-long-term financing does some of the work that blunt price cuts used to do until Beijing signalled their unhappiness with that. Now, global vehicle sales were 7.18 million units in January. So I know we're into March already, but we've now got all of the numbers in for January. So, global sales, 7 million and a bit. New energy vehicle sales, 1.42 million on a global level in January. That's 20% of the market. A wind down in China's trade-in stimulus program did pull those numbers back a little bit, as did the expiration of the US tax exemptions, tax credit as well. Battery electric vehicles were 13.3% of all global vehicle sales in January. Plug-in hybrids, 6.4%. That's there we get to 19.7% of the global market. So 1 in 5 vehicles sold had a plug socket on the side, and 13% were a pure BEV. China was about 63% of the global plug-in market, Europe about 19%, and the US about 5%. The global EV market now looks set for a bit of an adjustment. China's scale, but its export reach will do some heavy lifting, while a reduction of the share of EVs and a political climate in favour of oil in the United States, well, they must decide whether to keep up or keep out of the EV race. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz went to Beijing for a 2-day official visit recently, his first visit to China since taking office last May. He took senior executives from Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz and BMW to keep him company on the plane. Mr. Merz used the trip to showcase Chinese software inside German flagship cars. He test rode a new Mercedes-Benz S-Class with intelligent driving from Chinese firm Momenta. After the test ride, Mercedes-Benz showed an upgraded strategic cooperation agreement with Momenta. BMW used the visit to do a deal with CATL over supply chains, and Volkswagen set out its view of where the centre of gravity sits. It formally acknowledged China as the global core innovation hub. Volkswagen said competitiveness in the Chinese market is inseparable from having some global success. China's auto exports were more than 7 million vehicles in all of 2025, a new record, and further overseas expansion will happen this year. The China Association of Automobile Manufacturers crediting China's edge to an end-to-end EV supply chain. The materials, the batteries, the motors, the control systems, the cockpits, and even the software. Now, BYD confirming the launch event in 2 days' time on the 5th of March for their disruptive technology events. Announced the date in an official WeChat post from their Shenzhen headquarters. BYD's February EV sales were down 41% year on year. That's 6 straight months of declining sales. BYD needs to pull itself out of this nosedive that it's in, and maybe their new technology can do it. Market Talk links the 5th of March day presentation to a large-scale rollout of megawatt-level flash charging 2.0. Their new charging piles are going in the ground this week with a very distinctive cyan exterior and a T-shaped structure. The cable pulls down from above you. That helps with the weight because these cables can be very heavy because they're charging at 1,500 kilowatts. They say on a single gun, a single plug, BYD, they say, and we'll find out in 2 days' time, some articles say, Deutsche Bank, I think, say, the analysts at Deutsche Bank, say that if you use two guns and two plug method, you get 2.1 megawatts, 2,100 kilowatts of charge speed. So that's 50% higher than their first generation technology, and they want to build 4,000 of them this year. That's amazing. We'll wait and see. Well, we've got 2 days to wait and we'll find out. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk Rox Motor and the Buick Electra. Stick around.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome back to the podcast. Rox Motor handed over almost 1,300 vehicles last month. I missed them out of yesterday's February sales roundup because they're quite a small name in the Chinese EV market, but it doubled year on year. January started the year at 1,000 and February was 1,300. Two straight months of growth, giving the young brand a bit of momentum. The company was founded in 2021 as a premium EV brand. Built on the outdoors, think Land Rovers and very square, boxy 4x4s. But they're quite luxury, kind of mid to large luxury off-roaders. The Jishi 01 was their first one, and then they widened the lineup last year with the Adamas China Edition using a range extended powertrain. So 1.5 litre engine, 150 kilowatt electric motor, and there's an all-wheel drive version as well with two electric motors, 44.5 kilowatt hour battery. All-electric range, 134 miles or 215 kilometres. It's expanded into 40 countries. They do good business in the Middle East, Central Asia and Africa with over 80 showrooms open. Middle East is 70% of Rox's business at the moment. Now, General Motors has unveiled the all-new Buick Electra Incasa. It's a pure BEV. It'll launch this month in March as a fully electric version of Buick's full-size MPV under the Electra sub-brand. The Electra Incasa BEV expands their flagship MPV lineup at the premium end of China's new energy segment. The joint venture, SAIC-GM, says that it's the Incasa plug-in hybrid is the top-selling luxury MPV in its price range, and here's the BEV version. Didn't include powertrain specifics. It did say that the Incasa BEV will use a dual-motor, all-wheel drive setup, 482 kilowatts of power. It's a very, very powerful minivan, isn't it? You can fit the family in that and also have some fun away from the lights. The Incasa BEV will be built and sold only in and for Chinese buyers. No sign of exports. Now, finally, Shenzhen has launched a subsidy program on the 28th of February, backed by ultra-long special treasury bonds. It includes cars, but also home appliances and more. The city targets for the year 35,000 scrappage combustion cars and 180,000 trade-ins for the year. And so this is about getting more polluting cars off the road. For scrappage, if you scrap a combustion passenger car and buy an EV in its place, you'll get a subsidy worth 12% of the purchase price, capped at 20,000 yuan. If you trade in your car rather than scrapping it, so it will have a second life, you don't get quite 20,000, you get 15,000 yuan. But yeah, if you have an old combustion car in Shenzhen, well worth scrapping and getting a big chunk of change off a brand new EV. Nice little way. I love a bit of scrappage scheme stuff. There's been scrappage schemes here over the years. Never managed to take advantage of them, but they can work out really well. And that's your podcast for today. Thanks for listening. See you on the next one.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.